Last week on The Wire, we looked at the new wage theft legislation introduced in Victoria. This week, we're taking a different angle, through the lens of international students. The Wire's Declan Hoare has the story.
In Australia, international students comprise one of the most at-risk groups when it comes to wage theft. While it's not possible to put a number on just how many dollars have been stolen from international workers, the issue is prevalent across Australian society and within urban centres. Edward Kavanagh, Director of Policy at the McHale Institute, spoke with us about wage theft in this context and how new legislation can help. I asked Edward about the issues that international students in particular face.
So international students are among the most vulnerable cohort of workers in Australia to intentional underpayment, to abuse in the workplace, and to wage theft and the non-payment of other entitlements like superannuation or annual leave and things like that. And the reason for this is pretty straightforward. They're really powerless in the workplace. So these workers are typically employed the sorts of jobs that are highly vulnerable to exploitation, so things like hospitality, agriculture sometimes, but also their visa is often conditional to them meeting certain requirements at the workplace. So this means that they often historically haven't been able to work more than 20 hours per week. So this has meant that employers could actually make them effectively work more hours than they were legally entitled to, and threaten the employee with being reported to Fair Work for being in breach of their visa conditions.
We've seen recently that wage theft has been outlawed in Victoria. Do you think that these types of punishments for employers who deliberately underpay their workers are going to be effective in combating the underpayment of international workers and international students?
The reforms that have taken place in Victoria are so important because the big problem around combating wage theft over the past 10 years or so has been that the federal penalties that are in place are just really, really weak. There's currently no federal criminal sanction for intentional wage theft. There are civil penalties, which are pretty modest. And for many employers for a long time, the risk has been worth it because the fines have been so small that they've actually made more money through exploitation than they have lost through being fined. So this is a really important step. It's also a model that can be replicated elsewhere in the country if the federal government doesn't stand up and take action on it.
Why is it that wage theft is so underreported by international students and just international workers in general?
Part of this problem is education. So some international students might not know what their rights are at work, but I think that has for too long been kind of perceived as the sole driver of this. You know, I think more of the problem is really employers understanding that international students are particularly vulnerable. And it's highly unlikely for international students to be in a trade union or to be intimately versed in the quite complicated legal framework that governs Australian workplace. So there's all these dynamics at play which leave this cohort particularly vulnerable. The visa conditions previously have been a big problem as well. Most international students until recently have only been permitted to work 20 hours per week. There's powerlessness within the international student workforce, and there's incredible power within workplaces to get away with exploitation.
Specifically on that issue of visa restrictions and the power dynamic that that imposes, what's a long-term solution that we can see to exploitation that comes from that dynamic?
I think the answers aren't in visa reform. The answers really are in enforcement and in criminal sanctions. It's kind of as simple as that. We need, you know, boots on the ground, Fair Work inspectors going around in far more workplaces than they currently are to proactively identify businesses that are doing the wrong thing.
Jessica Downey is the Assistant Director of Wage Theft Investigations at the newly created Wage Inspectorate Victoria. Her role includes following up on and investigating allegations of wage theft across the state. I asked her how the Wage Inspectorate helps the most vulnerable groups of workers.
We understand that reporting your employer is a big deal, and so we try and make the process as easy and straightforward as possible. So we have information on our website translated into 17 languages. People can also contact us via the Translating and Interpreter Service, and when we're investigating a matter, we will make an interpreter available to anyone who needs one. So it certainly isn't a barrier to accessing our help. Also, we can accept reports anonymously. So if people don't want to put their name on a report, they can complete an anonymous report via our website, or a person can actually wait till they've left their job. So we can look into alleged wage theft after someone has left, but the law requires us to start any court proceedings within 3 years of an alleged offence.
Are there any risks for international workers reporting wage theft who are working outside visa restrictions?
We're not prosecuting breaches of visa obligations. That's not our intention. So whilst there isn't any legal protections at the moment in place for people who report wage theft that does implicate themselves in a breach of visa condition, we have the anonymous report function available so that people can contact us and tell us about their story. So I would encourage people who are worried about that to get in touch with us, to call our helpline, and we can provide people with all the information that they need about the process. We're in touch with unions and community legal centres, migrant, Aboriginal and other employee support services. So if we want to make sure that these community organisations that represent people also understand the wage theft laws and our services, and these organisations may also be able to help people who have been mistreated or underpaid.
Jessica Downey, Assistant Director of Wage Theft Investigations at the Wage Inspectorate Victoria. Ending that story by The Wire's Declan Hoare.